Okay, let's see if we can get to this spot.
In the large studio at the Kansas City Ballet's Bolander Center, choreographer Carol Armitage is dressed in a blue hoodie and black tights. She stands with her back to the mirror, with her trademark short white blonde hair and black ballet slippers on her feet. It's the second week of rehearsals.
Here we go. 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pump your arms. 5, 6. That's it. Remember, this is hard. I know. You got to remember.
Dubbed the punk ballerina in the 1980s for her mashup of classical and modern, Armitage has choreographed for ballet and opera companies across Europe and the United States. And she's created choreography for Broadway musicals like Hair and dancers from Mikhail Baryshnikov to Madonna. Her speech is peppered with dance terms.
You should pop it. You know, popping and locking everybody? So that means, So you have to be a little bit forward in your body and funk it up a bit. There you go.
Dance, music by saxophonist Bobby Watson, and artwork by painter Jackson Pollock are all woven together in Armitage's new work called Energy Made Visible.
Which is a famous quote about Jackson Pollock, that his paintings are energy made visible. And, of course, that's really what dance is. It's almost like physics made visible. Yeah.
Armitage transitions easily between science and dance. A native of Lawrence, Kansas, her family spent summers in Colorado as her father, a biologist, conducted research. And over the last decade, calligraphy and geometry have inspired what she calls curvilinear language.
Controlled and chance operations. I like that also, that there is, you know, that play between structure and lack of control.
At the end of a long row of student practice rooms at the UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance, you'll find Jazz Studies director Bobby Watson's office. Armitage's ballet draws from his solo album called This Little Light of Mine.
Her concept was to use some of the original tracks without me, and then some of the original tracks with me, overdubbing 2 or 3 or 4 times. And some of the tracks would be me recreating them on the spot. Because when I first talked to her, I said, you know, well, Carol, that was 30 years ago. I don't know if I could do that, you know.
Watson says Armitage visited the studio during the recording process, and that helped provide clarity.
The funny part was I was playing with my young self. And instead of being intimidated by my self of 30 years ago, I was inspired by my young self.
During the performance, Watson will improvise on stage, playing along with the recorded tracks and responding to the dancers' movements. Also on stage, video projections of ink drawings by artist Jackson Pollock, brought to life by videographer Gilles Pepin.
I tried not to be the guy who will say, no, technically we cannot do that.
Pepin was an opera stage manager for a decade and says he's often tapped to create visuals for ballet and opera because he knows the stage well.
So the idea was to go into the painting of Pollock, to dive into his paintings. So I tried to do that in 3D.
Armitage says much of the movement of the dance comes from the calligraphy of the drawings. She says the dancers will recreate like writing on the air what Jackson Pollock did on paper.
The way he painted was basically a dance because he was going around the edge of the canvas throwing and splattering paint while dancing around the edge, essentially. And it was all totally physical gesture. So that's, of course, the reason that it really translates well, I think, to dance is because it's physical and it looks musical because it's all these kind of calligraphic curlicues. You know, it also looks like music on the page, almost swirling. So each thing is independent to a great extent and yet very intricately involved at a kind of deep level.
Armitage says, like Pollock, she feels that much of what an artwork becomes is only discovered in the making of it. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.